Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 15th, the upcounted 15th episode of Collegeville Conversation. I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Now, just recently, we've had a blockbuster trade in the NBA, so we got to break it down right now. Let's get right into it. All right, so the exciting news that has occurred recently in the sports world is NBA superstar James Harden has been finally traded from the Houston Rockets to the Brooklyn Nets in a four-team deal. Now, here's the trade details for themselves. Going to the Nets, James Harden from the Rockets, and a 2024 second-round pick from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, going to the Pacers, Caris LeVert from the Rockets to the Nets, from the Rockets via the Nets, excuse me, and a 2023 second-round pick from the Rockets to the Cleveland Cavaliers, Jarrett Allen from the Nets, and Taurean Prince from the Nets. Now, players going to the Rockets include Victor Oladipo from the Indiana Pacers, Dante Exum from the Cavaliers, and Rodion Skurić from the Nets. Now, the draft picks going to the Rockets are Brooklyn's three unprotected first-round draft picks in 2022, 2024, and 2026. Now, plus pick swaps in 2021, 2023, 2025, and 2027. Houston also gets the Milwaukee Bucks' 2022 first-round pick from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, it's been rumored that not only the Brooklyn Nets were in the running for James Harden, but also the Philadelphia 76ers were as well. But the Houston Rockets, in order for the Philadelphia 76ers to get James Harden, the Houston Rockets wanted Ben Simmons, Matisse Thybulle, Tyrese Maxey, and I think a few other draft picks, which the Sixers thought maybe was a little bit too much. But, you know, you see this trade right here, it shows the haul that the Nets had to give up in order to get James Harden from the Rockets. But I think this trade, it allows Houston to move forward, you know, into a new era, I guess. I assume that they're going to be on the rebuild soon, trading Harden. Harden has said that, you know, he's been in Houston for nine seasons. He's given Houston his all, basically, is what he's saying. It did not really end well between Houston and James Harden, because multiple teammates such as DeMarcus Cousins said that the disrespect started way before any interview, quote-unquote. So, you know, James Harden, the Rockets, they just haven't been able to get over that hump at all, really, and get into the NBA Finals. They've been to the Conference Finals a few times. They should have beat the Golden State Warriors back in 2018 when they had Chris Paul. That team was just really good. But, you know, I think that this is James Harden is definitely happy where he is now in the Brooklyn Nets. He is being teamed up with former Oklahoma City Thunder teammate Kevin Durant, and also one of the greatest players of all time. He's also being teamed with superstar point guard Kyrie Irving. Now, it's interesting to see how the three of them are going to fit, you know? Because people have been saying, oh, there's only one ball and the three of them are all very ball dominant. But, and you know, they have enough talent where it can make up for giving up nearly a lot of their bench. They did give up a lot of their bench for James Harden in Caris LeVert. That's a big loss for them, I think. He was a very productive piece of the Brooklyn Nets. But they also still have sharpshooter Joe Harris on the team, who is very, very productive. So, and they also have DeAndre Jordan, if you want to say that he still has some left to give in the NBA. But it's just, I think Jarrett Allen is also a huge loss as well. He's a great shot blocker. He you could say he could have been starting for the Nets, you know? But that leaves Jeff Green as the Brooklyn Nets starting center, which is not bad, but definitely not great for a starting center. You know, comparing him to, you know, the elite starting centers, they could definitely make another move for a center, but, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see how that lineup plays out. But it's definitely for sure that this Brooklyn Nets team is finals or bust right now, you know? Kevin Durant still has 3 years left on his contract, as does Kyrie Irving. James Harden still has 2 years left on his current contract. The cap space, let's take a look at the cap situation here, because it's definitely very cramped for the Brooklyn Nets with three superstar players on them. As you can see now, with the addition of James Harden, that adds $40 million yearly on the Brooklyn Nets cap space, which puts them right now at a payroll of $162 million over their whole roster. Now, they are locked into James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving until at the least 2023. James Harden and Kevin Durant, they both have player options for the 2022-2023 season. So, I think that the Brooklyn Nets definitely do win a championship with this team. Of course, obviously, they have to. There's really no excuse for them not to win it all with this. They have Spencer Dinwiddie's out for the season. That's a big loss for them, but he will be back next year unless he picks up if he does pick up his player option next season in 2021-2022. The Nets, they also have Landry Shamet coming off the bench. They got, as mentioned before, Joe Harris, Jeff Green. Not a lot of great solid bench pieces as before the Harden trade, but like I said before, I think that James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving, they all their talent is enough to make up for it. And I think that they all, hopefully, I think this all depends really on Kyrie Irving, you know, because he's been out recently with personal reasons. So, and you know, it's going to be interesting to see how they all mesh together, because James Harden and Kevin Durant, James Harden made his Nets debut tonight, actually, and we'll get into that a little bit later in the next segment of this podcast episode. But, you know, the Nets over the next three seasons, they owe Kevin Durant, James Harden, Kyrie Irving a combined over $250 million guaranteed. It leaves them very little wiggle room to sign any bench pieces, any high-quality bench pieces in free agency. But I think that if bench pieces are willing to take a pay cut then to play with this team, then they will not be in bad shape at all, but they're definitely going to be way over the luxury tax of around $132 million. So, this is definitely a sort of fresh start for James Harden. It's going to be interesting to see where the Rockets go from here with John Wall and Victor Oladipo at the forefront for this season at least, because there's been reports that Victor Oladipo does want to still go to the Miami Heat. But, you know, this is a huge blockbuster trade. The Brooklyn Nets gave up a lot, but it is worth it for a former MVP coming off an MVP season 3 years ago, and also someone who can average 37 points per game. You know, you're getting the best scorer in the league. Arguably, you could argue Kevin Durant is the best scorer in the league, but Harden is definitely top two. a top two scorer in the league. And I think that this like I said before, championship or bust for this team. You can't have three superstar players and then just not make the finals, you know? It just can't happen. It won't be a good look for these three. And it's definitely championship or bust for the Brooklyn Nets. But when we come back, we'll discuss James Harden's first game as a Brooklyn Net. And now, a word from our sponsors. Now, to wrap up this episode, a quick rundown of how James Harden's first game as a Brooklyn Net went. Now, tonight, the Nets won 122-115 over the Orlando Magic. Now, James Harden, he scored 32 points on 8 for 18 field goal shooting, 3 for 10 three-point shooting, and 13 for 15 free throw shooting. He also had 14 assists and 12 rebounds, giving him a triple-double in his Nets debut. Pretty good. Kevin Durant also had 42 points, along with 5 assists and 4 rebounds. Oh, it's also worth noting that James Harden had 4 steals. Now, when James Harden wants to be, he is very capable of being a great, great playmaker. And obviously, Kyrie Irving was out tonight, so James Harden, he handled those responsibilities, and I'd say he handled them pretty well. The 14 assists showing that. This was only the first game with Harden and Durant and Kyrie not playing. But when they really start to gel, when they really start to mesh together as a team, I think that they're going to be very, very dangerous, you know? This is an Eastern Conference Finals team at least. At least they are an Eastern Conference Finals team. Obviously, at most, they are NBA Finals winners, which they are finals or bust, you know? It's also worth noting, Jeff Green scored 10 points and Joe Harris scored 17 points. The starting lineup, it is going to be very dangerous if this team can mesh together like one would hope. The Nets tonight, they had a 53% field goal percentage, along with a 45% three-point percentage and 88% free throw percentage. Those are really stellar numbers for any team. Any team would take that. You'll win any game with those. It's also worth noting that the Nets out-rebounded the Magic 37-29. Most of the time, if you out-rebound your opponent, you are going to win. And I think the Nets have a lot of that with DeAndre Jordan and obviously James Harden as well. So, yeah, it is going to be very, very interesting once the Nets finally gel together as a team. And if they can, then we might be looking at a Brooklyn Nets, Los Angeles Lakers NBA Finals. And with that, it's going to be extremely, extremely interesting. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Collegeville Conversation. You know the drill. When sports news drops, it will be reported on the CC. As always, I'm your host, Jason Phelan. Have a great week.